I know who's not sleeping and has probably already had some of his coffee is our friend Doc Cans on the other end. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm about halfway through my first cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
a little slow this morning.
I jumped out in front of you. My mocha is gone. It's long finished. I've had cereal and everything. So.
Wow.
You'll be glad to know.
Only halfway through.
My wife brought me a whole container of raisins to dump on the bran flakes, so.
That's very thoughtful of her.
What would you do if your wife bought you a whole container of raisins?
I'd probably throw them outside for the crows.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's sad. All right.
Or I'd bring them to you. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's probably what I would do.
Well, we said yesterday that's my purpose in life, so, you know. Taking your extra raisins on Saturday at Randy's. Okay, I've got actually questions. I like sports metaphors for life, and so I'm going to call a few plays in the huddle. Let me say that tomorrow I want to, you know, from time to time, I mean, we need to revisit, like, these words for you, wholeness, integration, reconciliation, but I want just brief explanations, and then what is incumbent upon us if we want to pursue that like you talk about doing. And then Thursday, I want to deal with comparison. Like, do you ever outgrow comparison? Because I come away from my reunion and it almost can't help. It almost like just gets on you. You know what I mean? You just kind
I do.
Of look at. Okay. Yep. But today's play in the huddle is be who you are, I think, is one of about eight things tattooed on your body, right? Be who you are.
Yeah. Right.
But also, you are a champion for love. And so it seems to me like I'll think of you if I think, all right, be who I am. And yet so quickly I can think, but if I'm who I am, it's going to rankle people. And then also always you need to be adjusting, don't you, in terms of what love is, because that's the higher priority. And to whatever degree you're always self-assessing and going, if I'm who I am, but that's not loving, that needs to change, correct?
Well, you're right. I mean, the challenge in that is if we believe that we are possessed by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives within us, when we live from that true place, we will be who we are and engage in ways that are loving and engaging. And sometimes that means not being bowled over by the demands or the impressions of other people, but being solid and understanding who we are at any given moment. And sometimes you're right, that's going to rankle people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to mean that some people who expect you to act in a certain way are disappointed or sometimes frankly angry that you're not following their expectations for you. But you know, I think if we, again, remember that we are those who are beloved by God and that the Spirit lives within us, it helps us to be truly authentic, to live from our true self or what Paul might have called our new self. And, you know, so I think that's some thoughts about that.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. I mean, even trying to, and I think you're always, that's always growing and who you are. Today is going to be different probably a month from now. But you want to always be growing in love. I mean, that's at the top of the list continually. So,
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Yeah. We got Romans 5, 15, and 16, I believe.
Yeah. So Romans 5, 15, and 16 say, "But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many, but even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin, for Adam's sin led to condemnation, but God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins."
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which you want to get a copy this holiday season, verses 15 and 16, Romans 5, he says, "Still, the gift of my grace stands in stark contrast to the trespass. Beloved, if so many people die due to sin's infection introduced by one man, how much more significant is the grace that my son offers? His grace is a torrent from the fountain of mercy." Great words there. "Sin brought condemnation, but Grace paid your ransom. Even after many trespasses, you have been set free by my son's willing sacrifice. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it even just ties into what we were talking about a minute ago. We have been set free, right? I mean, and that grace continues in our lives. And we have been set free from condemnation, and we should live that way.
Mm. I like those words, fountain of mercy. So let's go, Selah. There is a fountain. Jason, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And you already know the place for the next 2 days. How about that?
Sounds good.
He's not used to knowing early.
Well, another interesting story coming from across the pond, of course, as so many eyes turn to England right now. A 100-year-old woman in the United Kingdom was left feeling very emotional when she received a birthday telegram from Queen Elizabeth the day after the monarch's death. This is very interesting because I had no idea that Queen Elizabeth did this for her citizens.
She became one of the last people to get a traditional congratulatory message from the Queen. She said it was an honor to receive the message, saying it made her feel quite tearful.
And what I didn't realize is that the Queen sent telegrams to all those in her kingdom who reached their 100th birthday. And, of course, we like to celebrate centenarians here on this show when we can as well, too. And I had no idea that she did that for everyone, again, that she reigned over. When they reach 100, she would send them a congratulatory telegram. Pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of like Willard Scott used to on the Today Show, right? He would give the shout-outs to people with really lengthy wedding anniversaries and people who I believe arrived at 100. And so they say approximately 307,000 telegrams were sent by the Queen to people celebrating their 100th birthday in the UK since the start of her reign in 1952. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That's incredible.
And so, again, Gwendolyn received the last one, too. And she said it was, again, quite an honor and made her tear up. I think I'd probably have the same reaction.
Tuesday Trivia, WWIB, 52 degrees. Good morning.
The number to call is 715-723-2555. That's our studio line for our on-air Tuesday Trivia, 715-723-2555. Up for grabs this morning. Well, this is a good prize. We've got two prizes from your local Culver's, Culver's of Eau Claire,
wow,
Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Great supporters here at the station. And so what we want to give you is a free regular value basket and a free two-scoop sundae. You're going to get both of those, a complete and filling meal at Culver's, if you can be the first to answer this question at 715-723-2555. The question is, there are around 480,000 of these in the United States. You use multiple ones every day, but never think about it. What are we talking about? There are around 480,000 of these in the United States. You use multiple of them every day, but never think about it. What is it?
It's hard because you never think about it.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. You're thinking about it now. 715-723-2555. 480,000 of these in the U.S.
Got our first guest. Good morning.
Are they like sinks?
Sinks. That's a good thought because we wash our hands and such and just, you know, good habit. But okay. No, it's not. I'm trying to string things out, and Mark's like, buzz them. Let's move on.
I give you a little chance.
I like it.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess?
Elevators.
Elevators, not elevators.
Thank you.
Around 480,000 of these in the U.S. You use multiple ones every day, but never think about it. What is it?
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it a mirror?
Is it a mirror? Good thought, but you get the buzzer as well. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555. In this Tuesday trivia, no penalty for wrong answers. Keep on calling back.
Yeah, good morning.
How about cellular towers?
How about cellular towers?
You're a winner.
You are absolutely correct. There are 480,000 cell and broadband towers in the USA, and we use them, multiple of them, every day. And don't even think about it. Great job. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd from Rice Lake.
Todd from Rice Lake. We're setting you up with some Culver's. How about that?
That is fantastic. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for calling in.
Todd, help us out here. We've got Sanctus Real coming up next. They're in concert in 2 days. Encourage the people, especially in and around Rice Lake, Cumberland, the Northwoods, get their tickets for Sanctus Real, huh?
Yeah, they need to do that quick. We're hoping it gets sold out. It's going to be an awesome concert.
Yeah. There you go. So I appreciate that. Giving a plug.
There you go.
Thank you, Todd. What is the most basic thing that you're just not good at?
we can be, you know, we're family here. Uh-huh. We can be open and honest.
Yeah.
And so we're going to share. And these are some listings from social media, but maybe you can come up with something else as well. And it's okay to not be good at things, even as adults.
Are we going to share just our own stuff before we even get into this? Or yeah, save that till the end?
Well, we could save it to the end because I'm still trying to think because there's a lot to choose from.
I know, there is. I think I can get more than one. All right. Social media responded with answers like folding clothes.
Again, what's the most basic thing that, you're terrible at? How about handwriting?
Most guys are not as good as their wife at folding clothes, right? I mean, it seemed to me.
Yeah, I mean, I was working on folding clothes last night, and I think I do a decent job.
Okay.
But there's some garments that I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to lay it on the back of the couch because I don't know how to fold that.
Yeah, okay.
Again, handwriting, a basic thing that a lot of people say, yeah, I'm terrible at that.
This is somebody says they're not good at going to bed at a reasonable time.
My bad one is that sometimes I'll go to bed really early accidentally. I'll fall asleep even before the kids go to bed, which is a horrible thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'm not tired. So then I'll watch a movie in the middle of the night.
That's rough.
And then wonder why I'm tired the next day. You'd think I would have learned that.
Another basic thing somebody said they're not good at is...
whistling.
Yeah.
Huh.
It kind of varies. I think Michael might be the best whistler in our family. He's really good. Yeah. Somebody says they're not good at being quiet, especially when it's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do I open my mouth at all the wrong times? Oh, some answers from social media before we get to ours. What is the most basic thing that you are terrible at if you're willing to admit it? Someone says making coffee. I just cannot do it right.
Tying balloons is another one
that
says they're not so good at that. And finally,
what's the most basic thing you're terrible at? Again, answers from social media. Someone says remembering what order the 12 months are in.
Okay.
June, August, and September.
You know what's tough, though, is actually doing the alphabet backwards. That's kind of challenging.
It is. So. It is. I didn't want to get to this.
Home repair and car repair are not my strengths.
Yes.
And when my wife commented about somebody finding her wrench, I said, that's not something I've often said. So.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the thing. I have purchased in the past at my wife's request. Okay. At my wife's request. She wanted these things, some quality DeWalt tools from Farm and Fleet for her because she wanted to do some various woodworking projects, build like a cedar standing raised garden and things like that too. So, you know, I have purchased some nice tools for her and not for me. And it was just kind of funny the other day. I was going to a church work day. We were a lot of great guys, great fellowship as we were tearing up a bunch of carpet and getting ready for some new flooring. And my wife said, "You can bring my tools as long as you bring them back in good condition."
There you go. There you go.
And I just, man.
And it's okay, though. It's okay. It's okay for women to be really good at that.
And that's the thing. It's so laudable that she does that. And
I
think I don't have to, as long as I find other ways to serve her and my family, I don't think I need to feel bad that I'm just not good at things like that. I mean, you look at my fingernails, there's not grease under them. I would love to be a guy who can fix things, but I'm just not.
But you have a lot of other good skills. Many, many, many. And we know here at WIB, you're great with words. Now, why would I play the chicken dance? Well,
I feel like this has something to do with Peggy.
Well, it can eventually, and she's not going to like it. She might tune it off because I have the chicken dance on. Because we did not have the chicken dance at our wedding because my wife was like, there's no way. There's no way it was her wedding. Yeah, right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Last month, Applebee's introduced chicken wing sauce flavored lip gloss.
Wing sauce lip gloss.
Yeah. Why? Because, says the chain, Applebee's is known for first dates and wings. It takes $65 to buy all four flavors for a limited time.
Wait, flavors of wings or lip gloss? Because I don't want to pay $65 for four flavors of lip gloss or four flavors of wings.
It takes $65 to buy all four flavors for a limited. That's good.
Just give me the wings, please.
I think, right. Other companies have introduced limited edition food-tainted products. Velveeta introduced their, something. Lucky Charms had eyeshadow and lip liners. Mentos offered mint-colored fingernail polish.
What happens when you spill Coke on fingernails?
Wow. And recently, Heinz announced a line of clothing that comes with ketchup stains. Well, they should include Kentucky Fried Chicken had their own candle, right?
Well, and they've had, like, fire logs and things like that as well, too. I mean, KFC is kind of, you know, the undisputed champ when it comes to odd products to get buzz on social media.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't think somehow this may have to be a whole separate segment at some point that Heinz is selling pre-ketchup stained clothing.
Yes, that is odd.
We'll save you the trouble.
The intention originally with this, and I promoted it in terms of unique lip gloss or what have you. I like chapstick. I do not like it if my lips feel dry. And so kind of a must have for me. I need to have my chapstick. I lost one over the weekend. I don't know. I went to the gym, went to the Y, and I like lost it. And so I'm like almost begging my wife, can I use? And she's got, and she's not a fan of like the flavored chapstick. So yesterday I'm buying the new one, almost going wintergreen, but I'm like, no, a loving husband. So I got the original. Here it is. So used it, preparing to give her a kiss. I tell her, hey, I'm a loving husband. And I'm calling attention to it. I got the regular, but I told her I passed on the wintergreen. She says, oh, the wintergreen would have been okay. I'm like,
No.
How about you with chapstick?
Man, I can't say I use it very often, but sometimes in the winter it's good to have, you know, good to have it handy.
But, you're fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, when I think of it, I just think of Napoleon Dynamite. So, my lips hurt real bad.
That just made best of the week. It's a good feeling when you have moist lips, for sure. Helped by chapstick. I don't think chicken wing flavor, though. No, thank you.